Lawrence Fox, Great Britain is Infected with Woke Ideologies Exported from America. By Robert Krajicek on September 6, 2022. Actor Lawrence Fox, who portrayed Hunter Biden in film My Son Hunter, said on Tuesday's edition of the Breitbart News Daily podcast that Great Britain is infected with woke ideologies, including critical race theory and gender ideology, that amount to cultural exports originating in America. Fox described critical race theory, gender ideology, and the broader woke worldview as an American cultural export infecting British institutions. He stated, "These little woke ideologies have been rotting our children's brains for the last 25 years, and it's going to take 25 years to undo it and to root it out and get kids back to learning about, you know, the good things that their forebearers have done, and not just self-flagellating the way that the kids have been taught." Fox described contemporary woke ideologies as a cultural import into the UK originating in the US. "Some of the stuff my kids are being taught in school is the same as what's happening in American schools," he observed. "It's critical race theory, this gender ideology, all of this stuff, which is pernicious and divisive, and it's a cultural import. We have no cultural border between the UK and America. Whatever you guys come up with, we sort of get infected with. America coughs or sneezes, England gets a cold." Fox reflected on the damage to his acting career following his rejection of the derisive label white privileged male, which was directed at him from an audience member during a question period on a Current Affairs show aired by the BBC. Breitbart News reported on the 2020 incident that occurred during airing of the BBC's Question Time. Lawrence Fox, star of Breitbart's first foray into the world of scripted movies, My Son Hunter, was a darling of the entertainment industry in Britain until he spoke out against the woke mob and called a BBC audience member racist for branding him a white privileged male. Despite his success as an actor and musician, Fox has all but been blacklisted since January of 2020, when he appeared on the BBC's flagship Current Affairs panel show Question Time. In his appearance, he shot down claims from an audience member who asserted that Meghan Markle's treatment in the British tabloids was a result of her mixed-race heritage. For this, an audience member chastised Fox for being a white privileged male. "Oh God." An exasperated Fox lamented. "I can't help what I am, I was born like this, it's an immutable characteristic. So to call me a white privileged male is to be racist. You're being racist. I was very lucky," he recalled. "I had a really good career, and in the beginning of 2020, I was invited on a political TV show in England and I was called a white privileged male, that I wasn't allowed having an opinion because I was a white privileged male, and I then said to a member of the audience that she should probably stop being a racist." Fox said his career was harmed by cancel culture following his refusal to accept the dismissal of his views on the basis of the leftist white privileged male label. He continued, "Then my film career was summarily ended straight after that, and I was cancelled from work. So I thought I'd use that time that I'd involuntarily been given to start pushing back against the woke movement, which is taking over the West and destroying everything. I don't have a career anymore," he remarked. "I was sacked by my agent. I haven't read a script in, that's the first script I read in nearly 3 years. I'd been completely removed from a successful career." He went on, "The thing you do with these people who want to cancel you is you fight them. You resist them with every single ounce of your being. Just this week, I started to feel raw about it. Not in a self-pitying type way, but in a way of saying, what happened is completely wrong. It shouldn't happen to me, and it certainly shouldn't happen to anybody." My Son Hunter marks Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film is available for pre-order now at mysonhunter.com and becomes available for streaming and downloading September 7. The trailer has already been viewed over 4.5 million times across social media.